The following is another Classic Hit Sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents high school basketball.
As the pass is stolen away by Tobenheim, up ahead to Martinson. Martinson will lay it up and score. And Amherst gets their first bucket here of the second half.
Today, it's live coverage of the Amherst Holiday Tournament featuring the host Broncos battling the Ogallala Indians. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
With it on the right wing, Abbott back up top. Here's Eckhout, straight away three, got it. Braden Eckhout with the first two buckets of the half, and that extends the lead to 10.
Amherst boys are off to a 6-0 start, while Ogallala's girls have only lost to third-ranked Minden. Can both teams stay hot in the holiday tournament? We'll find out next as the Indians battle the Broncos in the Amherst Holiday Tournament. But first, in the New Tech Seed pregame show, we'll take you live to Amherst with Classic Hit Sports Director Doug Duda. Right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
The undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening one final time from Amherst. We are ready for the fourth and final game of the opening day of the Bronco Holiday Tournament. It's the boys' game featuring the Amherst Broncos and the Ogallala Indians. Doug Duda along with our producer-engineer Stacey Johns on the New Tech Seed pregame show. The winner will play North Platte St. Pat's tomorrow at 4:15 here on Classic Hits. The loser will play Kearney Catholic at 12:45 tomorrow on ESPN 1460 and 1550. Let's look at the starting lineups brought to you by New Tech, brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. For Ogallala, wearing number 0, 6-foot junior Jordan Cogdell. Number 1, 6'4 sophomore Dylan Higgins. Number 5, 6'1 junior Nick Rivas. Number 10, 5'9 sophomore Colby Rizak. And number 21, 6'2 junior Britton Hoppins. Head coach of the Indians is Matt Van Engen, assisted by Jeremy Smith and Richard Evans. Ogallala comes in at just 1-6 with a win over Sutherland, but a one-point loss to Lexington, a two-point loss to Perkins County, a six-point loss to Hershey. They've dropped some close ones so far this season. And as Amherst coach Bill Giffen said, you know what? We're playing a C1 team that has played a C1 schedule. We're taking nothing for granted tonight because his Broncos come in a perfect 6-0 on the season. Number 10 is a 5'9 sophomore, Trevor Adelung. Number 20, 5'10 junior, Trey Tobenheim. Number 24, 6-foot junior, Braden Eckhout. Number 30, 6-foot senior, Cale Preble. And number 34, 6'2 junior, Ty Hadwiger. Head coach of the Broncos, Bill Giffen, assisted by John Klosterman and Les Adelung. 6-0 on the season. And that's the starting lineup brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. We'll be back to get it going right after this.
Now's the time to get in touch with Craig Weegis, your Pioneer sales professional, to learn about the early pay savings program options. There's still time to choose from two payment periods, each with its own level of savings. Whichever you select, you'll get the financial rewards of using industry-leading products and technologies. Act before November 20th to take advantage of the 10% cash discount from DuPont Pioneer. For more information, contact your local Pioneer sales professional, Craig Weegis. Science with service, delivering success.
You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. The ball is in the air. The opening tip will be controlled by Amherst. Ogallala goes man-to-man. Hadwiger has it on the block right side. Backs his way in, then kicks it out of the wing to Trevor Adelung. Back over to Hadwiger, who comes out of the right-hand corner, dribbles out of there. Adelung squares up for three, now dribbles to the right, puts up a 15-footer, too strong, and the rebound will be brought down by Britton Hoppins, in all orange with a little black trim and numerals here for the Ogallala Indians. White home uniforms with a red trim for Amherst. Boys have got something going over here at Amherst as it comes into the paint. Turnaround jumper, Nick Rivas puts it up and in, and Ogallala will have the first 2 points of the basketball game. Amherst goes right down the floor. They attack. driving in. The layup is going to be no good for Braden Eckhout. The rebound brought down by Rizak. Rizak, long outlet pass. The ball slips out of the hands of Higgins. Got it back. Missed it. Offensive rebound. Pulled down, and then they're going to have an over and back here if they do touch it. And that's exactly what's going to happen. Ogallala's trying to claim that the ball was tipped, but didn't look like it. It was tipped when they were fighting for the rebound, but then he grabbed it and Hoppins threw it backwards, and nobody grabbed it. So over and back. And it'll be Amherst basketball. Adelung working one-on-one against Cogdill. Gives it off to Hadwiger, falling away from the hoop, shoots it up, and it goes in. Ty Hadwiger ties the game at 2-2, trying to avoid the travel. Ogallala against a little pressure. Breaks the press, doesn't attack, goes to Hoppins, the trailer. He's at the top of the circle. Guarded out there by Eckhout. Swing it over on the right side to Rizak. Back up top to Cogdill. Little bit of height advantage for Ogallala across the board as they try the pick and roll. And it's going to be tapped away by Eckhout inside. Coming away with a loose ball will be Taubenheim. Trey works his way up the floor. 1-on-5 charge. No doubt about it. He couldn't have thought that there was anybody left. And he ran right over Cogdill. And the charging foul on Trey Taubenheim. Our first foul of the game. Amherst will set up again in a full court pressure situation. Little 1-2-1-1. Inbounds pass comes to Rizak, sophomore. Of course, Dad Scott, former athletic director at Grand Island Central Catholic, has been out in Ogallala for a while. And Ogallala is going to call an early timeout here as Coach Van Engen sees kind of the dazed or confused look against this press. So timeout on the floor. It's a full-length timeout. 2-2, this timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Clearing.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Out of the timeout, Ogallala breaks the pressure, but as they fire it across midcourt, the ball's dropped and out of bounds. That's the third Ogallala turnover here in the first 2 minutes. 2-2 as a pick and roll, driving the hoop, left-hand layup up and in for Trey Taubenheim, and Amherst will take their first lead at 4-2. Now Ogallala pushes it up the floor. Britton Hoppins to the left corner, wants to try it inside again, takes a couple of steps, backs out, all kinds of traveling. Three-pointer on the way. Cogdill no good. Rebound brought down by Trey Taubenheim. Taubenheim up the floor. Hits the trailer Eckhout. Into the corner Hadwiger. Jump stop into paint. Swings it over for a three. Adelung in and out. No good. And the offensive rebound pulled down by Hadwiger. He put it back up and in. Let's see if they count the bucket. I don't think so. That was before the shot. The foul called on Britton Hoppins. First foul on Ogallala. And the Indians will bring Jake Van Lanningham in, as well as Ethan Shills. Amherst ball underneath their own hoop. Back door, easy shot, put up a little too strong that time. Rebound, Cogdill on the Preble miss. Probably couldn't believe how open he was, and Ogallala back on the offense. Indians won the girls' game here tonight by a score of 54-40 over Amherst. With it is the left wing to Nick Rivas. Rivas gives it off to Cogdill. And we've got an illegal screen being set here by Ogallala. And the foul called on the Indians. Goes on Nick Rivas, his first. Team second. In for the Broncos, Holden Eckhout and Brian Bramer. Bramer, a 6'3 junior. He's the biggest boy on the team. But Amherst are 6-0 in basketball. Been to the state playoffs deep the last 2 years, fairly deep. Wrestling team that's won 5 state championships, 2 duels. They have really got, in a Class D school, some athletes to be that good in all the sports. Bronco basketball up 4-2 here. Up top with it is Adelung. Crossover dribble to the right wing. Finds the right elbow to Eckhout. Eckhout in traffic. Kicks it back out for the long-range jumper. It's good for Trey Tobenheim. The 19-footer makes it 6-2. Good crowd on hand. Bronco fans getting out after the long day of work and the cold and watching their Bronco boys out to a lead. Fast break the other way. Taking it in. Putting up the short runner. No good for Shills. It goes out of bounds off of Amherst. They had it. Couldn't hold it. And the ball will stay with the Indians. Here comes Easton Tuttle into the game. Rivas will check out. Ogallala not a high-scoring basketball team. They've hit 50 twice this year, averaging in the low 40s, low to mid-40s, I would say. Ogallala will box the lane as they go for an inbounds pass underneath their own hoop to Shills. Kick it out on the wing to Tuttle. Looking to set up a three-pointer here, but Rizak decides not to take it. Now top of the circle, driving in for a 10-footer. Cogdell wide open and nails it. Jordan with his first bucket. Second bucket of the game for Ogallala. 4 minutes to go, first quarter. Amherst 6, Ogallala 4. Trying to stay with a man-to-man. Ogallala doing a fairly good job of keeping up here with the Broncos. Hadwiger, right elbow, tries to get it down low to Bramer and passes a little wide. He can't haul it in out of bounds. First turnover for the Broncos. Amherst has done a lot of good things so far this year, but looking for a key win here. They'll force a turnover. On the long outlet pass, the turnover is made, and Broncos will have Hadwiger bring it across the timeline, give it to Tobenheim. Trey between the circles with a low 1-4, trying to get a high screen here from Eckhout. Does, then hands it off to Hadwiger. Tie for three. It's off the front of the iron, no good. And the rebound brought down by Rizak. Colby will control the basketball. Wait for everybody to move by and bring it across the timeline. Get it to Cogdell. Jordan looking over at Van Lanningham, trying to get the offense set here. Over on the right side of the key to Shills. Back up Rizak. Rotating it around Van Lanningham. Then they get it underneath. Wide open short jumper. No good by Shills. Then we've got a tie up underneath. The arrow points the way of Ogallala. Shills stayed with it and would not let Bramer get the rebound. Back in will be Adelung and Preble. Adelung, Preble, you've got Blake Kreitz has checked in, Hadwiger, and Holden Eckhout, the five on the floor for Amherst. Ogallala ball underneath their own hoop. They'll throw it up top, then back on the wing. Ball fake by Van Lanningham. Had the drive but decided not to take it. Kicks it back out top. Right elbow with it is Tuttle. Back to Van Lanningham. A lot of passing, not a lot of shooting right now for Ogallala, but they do get down low for a short jumper that's up and in by Ethan Shills. Nice pass by Van Lanningham, and we are tied at 6. Amherst into the front court, averaging 70 points a game. Try a three-pointer, Hadwiger. It's no good. Rebound, Cogdell, and then he's fouled. So not a great start here for Amherst offensively. They've had a couple of nice moves, but 6 points, not what they were looking for with 2:27 to go here in the first quarter of play. Substitutions coming in and out. Kearney High boys and girls were both winners today. The Kearney boys beat North Platte 58-43. The girls thumped Scotts Bluff 73-24. 2 and 3:45, their game times tomorrow. The girls at 2, the boys at 3:45. And we'll have that for you on ESPN, 1460 and 1550 from Hastings. And Ogallala still having problems against the pressure. They're going to call another timeout. This is a 30-second timeout, their second of the quarter. 2:21 to go, first quarter. Ogallala and Amherst are tied at 6. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
Ryan Trampy is a very proud supporter of all area sports. Ever wonder what sets Channel Seed products apart from other seed? It's a direct connection to Monsanto, a company consistently recognized as a leader in seed and trait technology. Tested globally, locally, and then combined with the latest traits and treatments to ensure performance potential on your acres. Thanks to the farmers, Channel Seed is now the third largest seed corn brand and fourth largest soybean seed brand in the country. Best of luck to all the athletes today from Ryan Trampy, your Channel Seed dealer.
College football going on tonight. We will have the Texas Bowl on ESPN Radio at 8 o'clock between Arkansas and Texas, but Clemson continues to shut out Oklahoma 27-0, 10 minutes to go third quarter in the Russell Athletic Bowl. This time the press is broke by Ogallala. They attack the hoop, but Van Langenham's shot is blocked from behind by Trey Tollenheim and out of bounds. Earlier today in the Liberty Bowl, A&M beat West Virginia 45-37. Ogallala ball underneath their own hoop. Dump it into the corner. Thinking about a three is David Bush, who's checked in. So Coach Van Engen has already used quite a few kids here in the first quarter. Over on the right wing, trying to drive is Easton Tuttle. Tuttle looking inside. They're trying to get that ball to Ethan Shills. Instead, a three-pointer from the wing is no good. Then we've got an over-the-back foul called on Ogallala. Trevor Adelung came out of there with the rebound for Amherst on the season. Trevor Adelung averaging 12 points. Braden Eckhout 16. Ty Hadwiger 15. As we said, they're averaging 70 points per ball game. And they try to get it down low to Hadwiger. Spins, gets it off to Braden Eckhout. Eckhout will attack the hoop and score. 8-6. And on the inbounds, we've got a foul. Ty Hadwiger trying to make the steal. And for Ty, that'll be his first personal foul. Second team foul on the Broncos. Full court press on again. Throw right into the middle. Kick it out on the wing. It goes through the hands and out of bounds off of Tuttle. So trying to go a tad too quick. Fifth turnover for the Indians. One so far for Amherst. And on the inbounds pass, anticipating, making the steal. Bush takes it in, finds room, lays it up, scores, draws the foul. Trey Tollenheim commits the foul, his second. The second turnover, Amherst, and David Bush did everything right there. He anticipated the pass, stole it. One-on-one with Tollenheim, he made sure he got underneath him so that he had position to go in for the shot. Tollenheim's momentum carried him right into him, and a chance at a three-point play here on the first free throw of the game. It's up, it's good, and the senior David Bush gives Ogallala the lead back. 9-8, a little bit at 30 to go here. Tollenheim now tries to go coast-to-coast. He's fouled out around the free throw line, so his shot is no good. That was simply Tollenheim saying, okay, Bush, well, you want to play that game? And Bush commits the foul. Each team with four here in the first quarter. Bush deflects away another pass here, and Tollenheim going to come down and talk to Ty Hadwiger and say, all right, this guy is going to be a pain. Let's work on him. Maybe a back cut. Inbounds pass from the side goes to Hadwiger. Ty into the paint, then kicks it back out to Adelung. He comes into the lane. Bodies fall to the floor. The shot's no good. Rebound grabbed by the Indians. Tuttle up the floor. Outlet to Cogdell. Ball partially kicked. Loose on the floor. And it's going to be stolen away by Amherst. Up the floor. Drawing contact again is Braden Eckhout. Could turn into a fairly physical basketball game. The foul is on Jordan Cogdell, his first. And they'll give two free throws here to Braden Eckhout. First free throws of the game for Amherst. On the way, and good. Tied at 9, 108 to go here in the first quarter of play in the Amherst Holiday Tournament. All eight games on our network of stations and PlatteRiverPreps.com. All four today here on Classic Hits. The consolation games will be on ESPN Radio tomorrow beginning at 11 a.m. That's 1460, 1550 a.m. Second free throw up, and it is good for Eckhout. The championship games tomorrow right here on Classic Hits, and Ogallala turns it over trying to get it in. A lot of backcourt turnovers, but I guess that's the bad thing. The good thing is they haven't led to transition layups. And off the inbound, we've got another grab here as Trevor Adelung got open. And Van Lanningham says, I'm going to grab the jersey so he doesn't go anywhere. 10 fouls total have been called here in the first quarter. Vast difference than the girls' game into Adelung. Steps into the double team, back out on the wing. Three-pointer on the way for Braden Eckhout. Won't go. 0-4 from downtown. For the Broncos, Hoppins has the rebound for the Indians. Under a minute to go here in the first quarter. Tuttle into the right-hand corner. Rezac back up top. They'll go to Bush. To Hoppins against the man-to-man defense here of the Broncos. Push top of the circle. Swings it to Rezac. Lobs it inside. There's Dylan Higgins. He'll spin it up and score. Higgins with his first bucket. Five different players have scored now for Ogallala, and they lead it 11-10. Up front, Amherst trying to get something going into the paint. Hadwiger, and another foul. A lot of reaching, a lot of grabbing Ogallala. It's on David Bush, his second. That is the seventh foul here in the first quarter. And a 1-1 coming up here for Amherst. Ty Hadwiger will go to the line to shoot it. Back in for Ogallala, Van Lanningham, and Bush will check out with those two fouls. 23 seconds remaining here in the first quarter. 11-10 Ogallala. Hadwiger's free throw is no good. Rebound brought down by Dylan Higgins. And a chance to extend the lead here on what could be the final possession of the quarter. Ogallala, Rezac, wide open three. It is no good. Rebound brought down by Holden Eckout. Still 9 seconds. Up ahead they go to Tobenheim. Back to Hadwiger. He got tripped coming in and ends up on the ground. Let's see who the foul is going to be called on. He got tripped and then ran over a defender. And the foul is going to be on the defender, Britton Hoppins, and he has two. Two free throws coming up for Ty Hadwiger. 5 seconds to go in the quarter. Free throw no good. Ty is not the greatest free throw shooter in the world. He'll have a second one coming up here. He's 50% coming into the game, but he gets that one. So 1-2. Ogallala's got a chance to chuck one up here. With 5 seconds to go in the quarter, they throw it to midcourt, and the ball is knocked out of bounds by Amherst. Cale Preble, nice defensive play, but Ogallala now has 3.5 seconds, and they're in the front court. They should get a good look. Van Lanningham to throw it in, into the corner to Rezac. Rezac step back, long three, no good. Rebound brought down by Higgins. His putback, no good. Ogallala wanted a foul and didn't get it. They may be right. I think everybody was waiting for the horn to go. Well, it wasn't the cleanest first quarter, but sometimes you expect that off the five-day break. It's Amherst and Ogallala, 11-11 after the first quarter of our boys' contest here at the Amherst Holiday Tournament.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Kearney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing,
certified repair.
No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in, Kearney Towing and Repair.
Well, the 6-0 Amherst Broncos and the 1-6 Ogallala Indians are tied after the first quarter at 11 apiece. Amherst will get the ball to start the second quarter. 4 points for Tobenheim and Braden Eckout. Get it to Eckout. He drives the paint, gets hit on the way up. Two free throws coming. That is the ninth foul on Ogallala. So Amherst is going to want to hit some free throws. Eckout is 2 of 2 at the line. Neither team made a three-pointer in 4 attempts. 0-4 for both teams in the first quarter. As the first free throw is good. Turnovers, Ogallala 7, Amherst 2. But Ogallala dominating the boards 11-3. Nobody has more than one bucket for Ogallala. David Bush had a three-point play, so he leads the team. Second free throw also good for Eckout. And Amherst is back on top by a score of 13-11. Neither team has had any kind of a big lead here as the pass is deflected out of bounds. It'll stay with the Indians. Looks like the original. Well, no, Van Lanningham's out there along with Higgins, Tuttle, Rezac, and Rebus, the five on the floor for Ogallala. They'll stack the right side of the lane, lob it in, right into the hands of Higgins. He takes one dribble and scores. Second bucket for Dylan Higgins, tied at 13. Amherst wants to run. Preble hits out along the trailer. On the left elbow, they'll get it into the hands of Tobenheim. Wants to throw it to Preble, but Preble cut just as he threw it to him, and out of bounds it goes. Turnover number three for Amherst, and timeout called here by Amherst. So timeout on the floor. 7:24 remains here in the second quarter. We are tied at 13. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
At Broadfoot Sand and Gravel of Kearney, we've been moving and building your earth for years. Broadfoot produces and delivers sand and gravel and specializes in excavation, dirt work, site preparation, demolition, and snow removal with two pit locations to save you time and money. Call Broadfoot Sand and Gravel today. Whether you need a little rock or a lot for landscaping, driveway building, business, or residential, Broadfoot is the only name you need. Let the professionals move and improve the earth for you.
With our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda back with you here on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Amherst, Pleasanton, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. 13-13, 7:20 to go in the second quarter of play. Amherst and Ogallala doing battle. Ogallala takes some time, but breaks the press, hits the trailer, and a charge called to wipe off the bucket of Dylan Higgins, who ran over Trevor Adela. First foul on Higgins. Adela stood right in there. Just a fresh or sophomore at 5'10". Saw plenty of playing time last year. His dad, one of the assistant coaches here, Les. Amherst ball. Try a backdoor lob to Hadwiger. Nobody was watching. He grabs and scores on the assist from Trey Tobenheim. 5 points for Ty Hadwiger. In the pros, that had been an alley-oop. Here it was just an alley layup. Higgins into the right-hand corner. Three-pointer on the way. Van Lanningham off the mark. Offensive rebound, Rivas. Rivas decides to kick it back out. Has it picked off. Picked off by Eckout. Eckout to the other end. Gets tripped. He's going to the line. And the fouls continue to mount here for Ogallala. Van Lanningham, his second. Hoppins, Bush, Van Lanningham all have two. And the free throws now for Braden Eckout. Looking to add to the two-point lead. First one good. 16-13, Amherst. Second free throw. On the way, and it is good. So Eckout hits them both. 17-13, your score. Four-point lead, largest lead of the game for either team. Ogallala to break the press. Long throw up to Rivas. He stops at the top of the key, gives it back for a three. Higgins, no. Fight for the offensive rebound, but it falls into the hands of Trey Tobenheim. Baseball pass to the other end. No shot for Adelung. In fact, he lost the basketball. Everybody from Ogallala got back. Great job by the Indians. Adelung trying to get the ball back. Trouble here for Ogallala. They may not get to the 10-second line. And they just do. A gracious 10 seconds, Easton Tuttle. And then you can hear the crowd go, oh! Because Tuttle, he came up, he grabbed the ball, and then he just stood 2 feet from the midcourt line with nobody around him. That's usually when you get dinged for that 10 seconds, so he finally hustled across the line. Ogallala ball trailing by four, 17-13. Coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. Hope to talk with Kearney Catholic coach Scott Carlin about the potential matchup as the ball is stolen away by Braden Eckout. Eckout three on one, finds the trailer. Tobenheim lays it up and in. Six for Trey Tobenheim. Inbounds pass deflected away. A 6-0 run here by the Broncos to go up 19-13. And Jordan Cogdill to throw it into the backcourt to Rizek. Rizek again, a long pass to Van Lanningham in the front court. Breaks the press, then holds on. They look to attack, but they weren't able to find a passing lane there because he caught the ball, then dropped it as he went to throw it. Also back in is Shills. Shills looked tough in the paint in the first quarter. Back over to Rivas on the left elbow. In for Amherst. Brian Bramer covering him. Out of the wing to Cogdill. Off the pick. Left elbow. One more dribble. 10-footer good. Jordan with his second bucket. Amherst gets the ball out. They want to run. Hold neck out. Up the left side, stops outside the key and kicks it back out to Tobenheim. Back over to Eckout. Holding to the top of the circle, off the screen, three, Braden Eckout, rattles out, no good, offensive rebound, holding Eckout is up and in. A rare rebound and put back here for Amherst, 21-15, 6-point lead. Rezac into the front court. He'll give it off to Cogdell. Coach Van Engen shouting out instructions outside the arc. They'll go to Shills. Left elbow again. Rivas. And we've got a whistle away from the play. And it looks like a grab on the backside on Jack Van Lanningham, his third. And multiple subs coming in. Here's Bryce Bohr in for Ogallala. Almost every, at least 10 have played here for Ogallala. On the floor now for Amherst, they're going to face a little 2-2-1 pressure. Into Taubenheim, back to Preble. Adelung's out there along with Ty Hadwiger and Holden Eck out. Good press break by Amherst. Now they'll try and drive, and a blocking foul going to be called on Logan Hammond. Ogallala just not disciplined defensively. They see it coming, then they get happy feet and just kind of get in the way. And Amherst is aggressive, and they're going to get that foul call. At the line, Trey Taubenheim to shoot two for the first time tonight. It's up. It is in. He's got 7. Braden Eckout has 8. And Ty Hadwiger has 5. 22-15. 4:40 to go here in the second quarter. Amherst to go up by 8, and it rolls over the front of the rim and in. Amherst 6 of 6 here in the second quarter at the line. And on the inbounds, it's tipped and stolen away again by Taubenheim, looking for the quick jumper. They won't get it. Kick it out to Adelung. Adelung one-on-one, takes his defender to the baseline, throws it back out of the left corner. Up top, Hadwiger, tie for 3. It's good. 5.25, 8 in the game. Ogallala has to take a timeout. It is a 13-2 run by Amherst with 4:22 to go in the second quarter of play. Amherst 26, Ogallala 15. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
At Nebraska Land National Bank, we love local. Local people, local decisions, and local ownership. We want our community to grow and prosper. That's why we are focused on providing you with high-quality, personalized service at a competitive price to help you reach your financial goals. Nebraska Land National Bank is proud to call Kearney home and provide our community with the very best in banking. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
No matter where you are, even out in this cornfield, when you work with CHS, you're connected. Connected to global grain buyers and food companies. Connected to dependable energy at the pump, at home, and on the job. Connected to food ingredients tailored to your specific needs. Whether it's in energy, grains, or foods, you're connected. CHS, resources for enriching lives.
And we're back out of the Ogallala timeout here in the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Ogallala now down by 11, facing the pressure. They break the press, get it to the trailer. Shills gets inside, makes room, lays it up, scores. Ethan Shills, 26-17 Amherst. Up the floor they go to Adelung. Spot up 3. He'll fire. He'll hit. Back-to-back threes for the Broncos. And it's 29-17, a 12-point lead. After we were tied at 13 early in this second quarter. Ogallala, though, just having all kinds of ball handling issues here. Long outlet pass. They get it to Tuttle. Tuttle in the paint. Turns. Has to kick it back out top. Ball fake by Hoppins. Right wing to Bush. Pass knocked out of bounds by Adelung. Ogallala knows what to do when they get the numbers in the front court, but they just haven't been very successful at finishing it off. Ty Hadwiger out. And Braden Eckout in, 29-17, a 12-point lead for Amherst. 3:30 to go here in the first half. The winner will play North Platte St. Pat's. Ogallala comes in, getting tripped up. His Cogdell, he just throws it up, and it almost rolled in. Adelung with a rebound. Outlet pass to Taubenheim. Taubenheim gets tripped up. He throws it off the glass, no good. Rebound, Shills. Ogallala wants to run. Top of the circle with it is Hoppins. Didn't like his numbers, so keeps it out front. Hands it off to Tuttle. Easton on the wing to Cogdell against the man-to-man defense here. And a travel call. Turnover number 4, the quarter, 11 of the game on the Indians. This is the Amherst Holiday Basketball Tournament on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Amherst, Riverdale, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Doug Duda, our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, the fourth of four games today. 3 minutes to go, second quarter, backdoor cut, layup, Tommenheim assist, Adela. Trey with six of the quarter, 10 in the game, and it's 31-17. Amherst up by 14. The Kearney Catholic and Ogallala girls and St. Pat's boys already winners here today. Over at the GNAC, the Kearney boys and girls won their first round games. And inside, nice drive, but missing the five-footer is going to be Hoppins. Rebound brought down by Holden Eckout. They want to run again. Braden back to Tommenheim, comes inside. Little contact, throws up an off-balance jumper, no good. Ball falls into the hands of Britton Hoppins, his fourth rebound. Up ahead to Shills. Telegraph pass is deflected, but grabbed by Tuttle in the left-hand corner. Back to Hoppins, double-teamed on the block left side. Out top Tuttle. Good wraparound pass underneath the hoop, but the short jumper missed by Bush. And Holden Eckout has another rebound. And all of a sudden, Amherst starting to get some boards. Three-pointer, right corner. Adelung fires, no good. They were feeling it. And the rebound brought down by Britton Hoppins. But Ogallala's offense struggling now here in the second quarter, just 6 points. Minute 45 to go in the second. 31-17 Amherst. Indians try to force it inside. Ball deflected, but they do pick it up. Shot is up and in, but first a foul going to be called here on Amherst going for the steal. That's the second time that's happened to Ogallala. They'd much rather have the bucket. It's going to be called on Cale Preble, his first, the fifth team foul on Amherst. 1:40 to go before our Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. We'll give you all the details of our first few games. Inbounds pass, rattled up top here for Bush. Over on the right wing, they'll go to Tuttle. Try to make it up top. Preble deflected it, couldn't get the steal. Now they'll force it inside, goes back into the hands of Cogdell. Can't finish. Offensive rebound, Rivas just throws it up, hits nothing but the glass. Ball is deflected out to Braden Eckout. Eckout wants to run the floor, has nobody to pass it to, and Amherst turns it over. Minute 15 to go in the half. Here comes Hoppins again, pulls up from seven, and he's going to draw the blocking foul on Preble. Cale thought he just stood there and put his hands up, but two free throws coming up for Hoppins. This is just the second trip to the line here as a team for Ogallala tonight. Britton Hoppins looking for his first point, and he will put it up, and too strong. Holdenek out in, Preble out. Here comes Dylan Higgins in for Ogallala. And Colby Rizak is back in. Also in there for Amherst, Blake Kreitz. Second free throw for Britton Hoppins is up, and that is good. So he gets one of two, and it's 31-18 Amherst. Adelung brings the ball up the floor. Outlet right wing to Braden Neckout. Pulls up for three. Long three that time is no good. Rebound grab by Rizak. And here come the Indians. Into the front with it, Colby. Hands it off to Hoppins. Down to the left-hand corner, trying to find Rivas. He gets it, double-team. Up top, three-pointer. Hoppins off the rim and in. Britton Hoppins drops down the first three of the game for Ogallala. And they're back within 10. Adelung hustles the ball up the floor to Kreitz in the left-hand corner deep. Back out to Eckout. Rotate it over. Braden now has it. Braden and Holden are both in there. Braden tries to throw it to Kreitz. Skip pass over the zone. Nobody touches it. It's out of bounds. Turnover number six here for Amherst. 34 seconds remaining before halftime. Ogallala could kind of scratch something off here and get back into the ball game, or at least get closer by halftime. As Rizak dribbles into the front court, trying to stay away. A lot of 360s to see where everybody's at. Hands it off to Tuttle. Back to Rizak. 20 seconds to go. Right side to Hoppins. Up top they'll go Higgins. 12 seconds. Ogallala better take the first good shot they find. Rizak tries to drive, got fouled and lost the basketball. No whistle to the other end. Adelung goes up and gets the layup. And that'll be the end of the first half of play with the score, Amherst 33 and Ogallala 21. This is the Amherst Holiday Basketball Tournament on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
I'm a Ford guy. My dad was a Ford guy, and so was my dad's dad. But more to the point, I'm a Crossroads Ford guy. The pickup my dad used to teach me to drive came from Crossroads. The Ford my son will learn to drive comes from Crossroads, too. Why have I stuck by them? Because they've stuck by us. From regular maintenance to the repairs when the driving lessons don't go very well, Crossroads has earned our trust. Their family has always taken care of our family. Small enough to know you, big enough to help. Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
And welcome back to Amherst, where it's time for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. The fourth of four games today, 33-21, the Amherst boys leading Ogallala at the half. In the girls' game, it was Ogallala 54 and Amherst 40. Sydney Tobenheim had 14 points and 9 points for Courtney Martinson for Amherst. For Ogallala, 16 points, 7 rebounds, 2 blocks for Sophia Arnsdorf, 13 points for Jenna Palucek. The first girls came today, Kearney Catholic 61-42 over St. Pat's, 14 points for Kylie Teal, 12 points, 8 boards, Maddie Squires, 11 points, 6 rebounds, and 3 blocks for Caitlin Long. And then in the boys' game, North Platte St. Pat's 64-57 over Kearney Catholic, 15 points for Zach Jackson, 10 points, 8 boards, John Masker, 9 points for Harrison Pierce, 8 for Cam Moore. North Platte St. Pat's had 0 scoring off their bench, but 21 for Andrew O'Neill, 18 points, 17 rebounds for Corey Clinch. And head coach of the Kearney Catholic Stars, Scott Carlin, joins us here. And Scott, you guys have been on the bench long enough to know that, and I said it at the top of the game, usually, wherever it falls, the St. Pat's Kearney Catholic boys game is the best game of the holiday tournament. And it didn't really disappoint. I know you guys are disappointed, but they just shot better in the second half.
I thought the key was a tale of two halves as far as rebounding. I think the first half we out-rebounded them, had about a 4 or 5 point lead. Second half, they out-rebounded us by probably about double, and they came back from that lead and got up about 10 at one point. And I think hats off to them. You know, Coach Malley does such a good job with his rebounding and how aggressive they are. Obviously, you heard the Clinch rebounding numbers there. That's kind of tells the story for us.
You guys didn't exactly fire out at the start of the, well, first and second quarters. You kind of did in the third, and then that's where things kind of changed. But was that a depth thing later in the quarter because you made nice runs at the end of the first and the second quarter, or was that just finally everybody getting comfortable?
I think a little both. I think our depth played because we played 10 guys pretty continually where I don't think they played as many. That and, you know, I think anytime you're able to get into a flow and stuff like that and realizing at times that they were kind of giving us shots with that token ball pressure of, hey, if you hit it, good job, but you're not going to hit it. And at times we took some rush shots instead of working it and getting some action in, and then our kickouts, which I thought were very successful when we made our runs at the end of quarters, things like that.
You come back after the break, everybody wants to be hitting on all cylinders. Sometimes that's tough, but overall, you were right there, over 30 boards in the ball game, 57 points. You're starting to shoot better over the last four games. Well, overall performance outside of getting out rebounded in the second half, were you fairly, I know it's hard to be fairly pleased with a loss, but it's not like your team played bad today.
No, we even said that kind of in the locker room. Guys, hey, we played well. You know, Coach O'Malley alluded to it, that first half especially, we dictated tempo. Second half, it wasn't like we couldn't dictate tempo. They just made their shots and rebounded at times. But he goes, hate playing you guys at times because you just do so many things that nobody else can or was willing to try. And I thought we did some good things. I mean, I know it's kind of one of those that you lose, you're always supposed to be down. But I thought other than our rebounds in the second half, then loose balls that they beat us to, I thought we played a really good game, actually.
Talking with Coach Scott Carlin, and again, St. Pat's remains undefeated at 7-0. You'll come right back, and tomorrow I'm only imagining both the Kearney Catholic presses against what I've seen so far from Ogallala here today. If you do draw Ogallala, who's down by 12 right now,
that seems like that would be a key.
Yeah, I think we're going to have to be able to pressure the ball because they get some big kids inside that when they get it, they're going to present problems for us again. But I think our ball pressure can create a lot of problems for them, and then I think we can do some things even out of our zone to take away some of their inside, maybe just watching them here a little bit. They don't seem to be as willing to shoot and not don't have the most guys that are going to be able to step out where compared to some teams that we're seeing that everybody catches it and they're going to fire it like a Ravenna or some of those guys that, hey, we held the ball for 6 seconds. Why isn't the shot up?
What do you think of what you've seen here in the first half so far? The one thing that kind of stuck with me is Coach Giffen says, yeah, they're 1-6, but they play Class C1 competition.
Yeah, you know, they're not a 1-6 team that's rolling over by any means. I think kind of you saw it there at the end. I thought Amherst's depth a little bit was able to help them out where they're playing guys and not just buying a 30-second spell or something like that. They're guys that come in and can do some things to hurt you, whether it be rebounding, transition, defensively, and they handle the ball extremely well. And I think that's that with their pressures wearing on Ogallala, who has fewer guys that seem to want to handle the ball.
Ogallala, I mentioned it. I don't know if discipline is the right word, but they've got to shore up their defensive reaching. They seem to be in the right spot, but then they get nervous and move when they're getting charged at or they're reaching a lot. And the fouls, for the kind of basketball it's played, you would think Amherst with the up-tempo would be the ones with more fouls. Instead, it's Ogallala by almost 3-1.
I think the difference is, though, Amherst is attacking the hoop, which generates a lot more opportunity for guys to bail you out at times. You know, I'm sitting over here, and I even said one time Amherst kids drives in out of control but gets bailed out because the guy gets nervous. Oh, he's coming in hard. Mm-hmm. Well, sometimes just let the guy go out of control. And I mean, great job. He's being aggressive for the Amherst kid, but that's kind of a learning mentality, and you can tell that not a lot of experience out there for Ogallala from last year, from names that I remember. Have a few guys back and stuff like that that seem to be carrying their load. You know, I think Cogbill's one that's started since he was about a freshman, and he's obviously asked to do a lot. He's a good athlete, good player for them. So we'll have our hands full with either one of these teams, though.
Yeah, only two seniors, and neither one of them start for Ogallala. Coach Scott Carlin will have their game tomorrow at 12:45. Kearney Catholic, loser of this game of the boys, consolation. On ESPN Radio, the championship here on Classic Hits. Coach, best of luck tomorrow.
All right, thanks, Doug.
That's Scotty Carlin. Let's take a look at the first half stats of our game, 33-21 Amherst at the half. We'll do it right after this.
No, Mom, it's Josh's turn. I had to take it out the last time.
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
Let's take a look at the first half numbers. First off for Ogallala, Jordan Cogdell, 4 points, 2 rebounds. Dylan Higgins, 4 points, 2 rebounds. David Bush, 3 rebounds. Nick Rivas, 2 points, 2 rebounds. Colby Rizak, 3 rebounds. Britton Hoppins, 4 points, 5 rebounds. Easton Tuttle, a rebound. And Ethan Shills has 4 points and 2 rebounds. 11 points in the first quarter, 10 in the second at the half, 21 points, 17 rebounds, 2 of 3 at the free throw line, 1 of 7 from 3-point land, 12 turnovers for Ogallala. For Amherst, Trevor Adelung, 5 points, 2 rebounds. Holden Eckout, 2 points, 4 rebounds. Trey Tobenheim, 10 points, 2 rebounds and a block. Braden Eckout, 6 of 6 at the line. He has 8 points and a rebound, and Ty Hadwiger has 8 points. 11 points in the first quarter, 22 in the second quarter of play. At the half, 33 points, just the 9 rebounds. They are 9 of 11 at the free throw line, 2 of 9 from 3-point land, 1 block, and 6 turnovers. Amherst with the lead at the half, 33-21 on Ogallala. And this has been the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Your trash is their treasure. Serving Buffalo County for business and residential service. Ravenna Sanitation, your trash collection connection. Find them in your local Yellow Pages. The second half is next.
On our last episode of As the Wheel Turns, Carl was ending a long-term relationship.
Carl, I've seen how you look at other vehicles.
You just don't look as good as you used to.
That's because you haven't taken me to the Dent Popper. A new spray-on bed liner or bed cover will get people to stare at me. And custom-fit floor mats from WeatherTech will make me feel pretty on the inside.
Avoid the drama with a trip to the Dent Popper, north of the railroad, First Avenue, on the bricks, downtown Carney.
Time to get the second half underway here in our fourth and final game of the day on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Ogallala ball, they try to trap right away. Don't get the job done, and a layup will result for Ogallala. They got it down to Nick Rivas. They didn't panic that time and were able to score the bucket 33-23. Amherst gets back quickly. Ty Hadwiger from 12, no good. Gets his own rebound. Kicks it out on the wing for a three-pointer by Eckout. It's no good, and the rebound will be brought down by Hoppins here for Ogallala. Indians want to get out and go here. Cogdell brings it to the top of the key, stops, just keeps that toe down. Over on the wing, wide open three for Dylan Higgins, and he got it. Higgins with his first three. He's got 7 points and a nice start here to the second half for the Indians with the first 5 points, 33-26. Ty Hadwiger going to try a three-pointer. It's no good, and the rebound will be brought down by Colby Rezat. This cannot be what Amherst wanted. A couple of shots that probably weren't the best, and that coupled around a nice play by Rivas, who gets another one in the paint. Turnaround jump, hook up and in. 7 points in a minute for Ogallala, and the lead is down to five, and now we've got a foul underneath. And this will go on Colby Rezac, his first foul of the second half on either team. Amherst basketball looking for their first points here in the third quarter. To the right elbow, Preble. Back up top, they'll go to Tobenheim. On the left wing, Eckout. Braden back to Preble on the left elbow to Adelung. Moving around for a three-pointer, Eckout, good. Braden with his first three of the ball game. He now has 11, and it's 36-28. Amherst back up by eight. After it was closed to five. Into the front court, Rivas. He's out of on the top of the circle. That's not where he wants to be with the basketball. Needs a guard. Finally, Higgins will come over and take it. A 6'4 sophomore guard. Hands it off to Cogdell. Cogdell goes, trips, falls down, lost the basketball. Two on one the other way. Adelung ball fake, missed the runner. Rebound brought down by Nick Rivas. Here comes Ogallala the other way to Higgins. And a blocking foul will be called. Dylan Higgins will go to the line and shoot two. The foul will be on Preble. That'll be the third on Cale Preble. And Dylan Higgins will go to the line for the first time. A bucket in each quarter so far. 2 minutes gone here in the third quarter. 36-28 Amherst leading the Ogallala Indians. But Ogallala has outscored Amherst 7-3 here to start the quarter. Free throw is up. In and out. Hard rattle. No good. Hold a neck out in. Preble with those three fouls. Checks out. College football, my goodness. Clemson 40, Oklahoma nothing in the Russell Athletic Bowl, end of the third. Free throw up and in. Dylan Higgins gets one of two. 36-29. 7-point Amherst lead. Bob Stoops better thank his lucky stars that Harvey Perlman is not his. Chancellor. Here's a three-pointer again. Eckout. He hit one from the left wing. Now he hits one from the right wing. And that'll take a little of the pizzazz out of the start here to the second half for Ogallala as they run the floor. Rivas, right side of the key. Kicks it back out to Rezac into the corner. Higgins, he's going to try a three. It rattles out. No good. Rebound falls into the hands of Trey Tobenheim. Up the floor he comes. Trying to go coast to coast. Dishes it to Hadwiger. Back to the trailer. Eckout. Three in a row. Three threes in a row for Brandon Eckout. It was down to five, and it's back out to 13, 42-29. Amherst, 5:10 to go here in the quarter. Ogallala breaks the press, bringing it in. Rezac, jump pass to the trailer, up and under move, spins around, no good. Offensive put back up and in for Britton Hoppins. Missed the first one, stuck with it, got the second one. 42-31, Eckout for three. That one didn't go. Transition three, no good. Rebound brought down by Britton Hoppins. Hoppins up the floor. They've got numbers. Higgins brings it to the paint, and we're going to get a blocking foul called on Holden Eckout. Two free throws coming up Don't forget the Nebraska women's basketball team opens Big Ten play tonight at Minnesota. Tip off at 8 o'clock on the Breeze 94.5 and the Big Ten Network. Second foul on Holden Eckhout. Free throw is up and in for Dylan Higgins. He's got a nice start to the quarter going. Here comes Brian Bramer back in for Amherst. Husker men will open up conference play hosting Indiana Wednesday afternoon at 4:30. Second free throw, it's good. And Higgins hits them both. And checking in for him will be Ethan Shills. 42-33. Ogallala hanging around here with a good start to the second half. They've scored 12 points in 3 minutes and 15 seconds. They had 21 the entire first half. Adelung brings it up the front court, right wing behind the back, goes to the top, Eck out another three. Now he's missed a couple. Rebound no good. Or shot no good. Hoppins with another rebound. He's got 9. And the ball knocked out of his hands out of bounds. It will stay with Ogallala. That's 5 straight threes for Amherst. They hit 3 of them and then Eckhout missed the next 2. Adelung just about comes up with the steal. Ball knocked away. Revis underneath Cogdell missed a 2-footer. And the ball loose on the floor, finally grabbed by Brian Bramer. Boy, Ogallala's missed a couple of those bunnies. And they're down 9. Eck out another 3, short. And the rebound brought down by Ogallala. Cogdell. Fast break the other way. Shills underneath the hoop, lays it up and in. Ethan with 6. 42-35, and now it's a track meet. Tobenheim brings it in and a blocking foul. Trying to draw the charge. We're going to get a blocking foul on Britton Hoppins. But Amherst needs to do something besides just throw up a 3 every time down the floor, too. That's 6 straight trips. That's great that they made the first 3, but not so great that you missed the next 3, just taking it and firing it up there. Amherst ball underneath their own hoop. Throw it up top, Adelung. He'll give it off to Hadwiger. Dribble to the right side of the key and go to hold neck out. Back up top, Adelung. Open 3, good. Trevor with his second three-pointer. Those are all the points here in the third quarter. 45-35, 10-point lead Amherst. 3:40 to go. Ball up front to Revis. Revis trapped. He's got bodies on him. Steps through, wrestles the ball back away. Rotated over to Shills in the right-hand corner. Shills knocked away by Bramer. A steal and a foul against Ogallala. And the foul's on Jordan Cogdell, his second, and the team's third. Plenty of basketball going on out there for holiday tournaments. Guess we could delve into a few of those for you. BDS beats Shelton Elkhorn over St. Paul. These are girls. Hampton over Harvard. St. Cecilia beats Aurora 65-34. Minden over Seward 59-50. As Bramer gets it down low, faces and scores, and the crowd goes wild for Amherst. Brian Bramer, his first bucket, 47-35 Amherst, 3:05 to go here in the third quarter. Ogallala had got it down to 5, back up to 12. Revis drives, and he got pushed by Bramer, his first foul, third team foul. Some other girls scores. It was North Platte over McCook in the GNAC. Northwest has beaten Ralston. Ord girls over Milford. Ravenna beat Overton. Silver Lake over Alma. We'll look at some boys' scores in a moment. Here's a three-pointer on the way. Rezac shots way off the mark. Hits the deck. It's no good. No foul call. Blake Kreitz gets the rebound. Fast break outlet. Holden Eckhout will hit the layup. Second bucket for Holden. And then almost a steal on the inbound. So another run being put on here by the Amherst Broncos. And some other boys' scores today. Bruning Davenport Shickley over Shelton. Harvard over Hampton. Milford beat Ord. Red Cloud over Franklin. Silver Lake beat Alma. Among some of the scores to pass along to you. 49-35 here. Amherst with a 14-point lead over the Ogallala boys, pulling up 4-3. Van Lanningham comes up short. Rebound brought down by Adelung. Off to the races again. Ty Hadwiger lowers the shoulder, makes room, throws it up and in. 10 points for Hadwiger. 51-35. It's now a 16-point game. So Ogallala made their run, but now they are quiet. They'll break the press. They do get it underneath. Here's a layup for Britton Hoppins. He's got eight. 51-37. 2:10 to go. Third quarter. Amherst ball to Kreitz on the left wing. Rizak on him. Goes for the steal. Gets the steal. First turnover by Amherst in the half. Up ahead, they'll get it to Van Lanningham. Hit the trailer. That's Higgins, and a reach-in foul on Holden Eckhout. That'll be his third. Again, earlier today here, game one, the Kearney Catholic girls over North Platte St. Pat 61-42. The St. Pat's boys over Kearney Catholic 64-57. And then the Ogallala girls over Amherst 54-40. 1:56 to go in the third quarter. Amherst 51, Ogallala 37 here in our final game of the day. The Indian boys trying to fire it inside. Nobody broke. It's picked off. Eckhout all the way to the other end, and he'll put the layup up and in. 11 in the quarter, 19 in the game for Braden Eckhout. As the Indians get it up the floor but don't have the numbers, so they'll slow it up. Again, all four games here from Amherst we'll bring to you tomorrow. Consolation games begin at 11 on ESPN Radio, 1460, 1550. The finals begin at 2:30 here on Classic Hits. Working his way into the paint, nowhere to go for Rizak. The sophomore kicks it back out top to Van Lanningham. They'll try to lob it inside, underthrown. Braden Eckhout with another steal, and then it's lost away. Amherst will turn it over, and then Higgins will get called for a charge. Second on Dylan Higgins. Fourth team foul on the Indians. Just couldn't sidestep the Amherst defenders. 16-point lead here for the Broncos, their biggest of the game, 53-37, and they have the ball with 1:10 to go. Third quarter, Adelung will trot it across the timeline here at the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Doug Duda with you on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Wood River, and Loomis. The World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Braden Eckhout, another three. He's lost the touch as it's no good. He hit three in a row. Now he's missed four in a row. The ball goes out of bounds to Ogallala. Kreitz is in there with Adelung. Ty Hadwiger, Braden Eckhout, Trey Tavenheim. Ogallala ball. Break the press. Hit the cutter, David Bush. Up the floor, it's two on three. Holding the basketball, Britton Hoppins. To the trailer. Try to get it to Bush. It's through his hands. Adelung comes up with a loose ball, trying to beat everybody back. He'll be fouled. So Trevor Adelung will take his first trip to the free throw line and shoot two. Foul is going to be called on Jake Van Lanningham, his fourth personal foul. Waiting for the free throws here for Trevor. Adelung takes his time, puts it up, and scores. The ninth point for Trevor Adelung. Averages 12 points a game. 6 of 10 at the line. Hasn't gotten there very much this year. Second free throw on the way, and it is good. So Adelung hits them both, and it is now 55-37, 18-point game. And it seemed just a moment ago Ogallala was right there in it. Now they're fouled trying to take it inside the arc. It's going to be called on Brian Bramer, his second, fifth team foul. Ogallala ball underneath their own hoop. Looking to throw it in. Looking, Cogdell. Still looking. Has to go to his outlet up top. That's Van Lanningham. Over on the left wing, Cogdell. Looks at it. Decides to shoot the three. It's off the front of the iron. No good. Got his own rebound and powers it back up and in. Good hustle for Jordan Cogdell. He's got 6 points. 55-39, 18 seconds to go in the quarter. Amherst trying to get set up for one final shot. Trey Tavenheim. Trying to work off the screen and roll here with, oh, they've got Hadwiger, but instead a three-pointer, it skips out, no good. Rebound brought down by David Bush. Chance to cast one up, but it's well short as Hadwiger defended it. And that is the end of the third quarter of play. One more quarter to go on this opening day of the 2014 Amherst Holiday Tournament. It's the Amherst boys leading Ogallala 55-39 on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Now's the time to get in touch with Craig Weegis, your Pioneer sales professional, to learn about the early pay savings program options. There's still time to choose from two payment periods, each with its own level of savings. Whichever you select, you'll get the financial rewards of using industry-leading products and technologies. Act before November 20th to take advantage of the 10% cash discount from DuPont Pioneer. For more information, contact your local Pioneer sales professional, Craig Weegis. Science with service, delivering success.
Sure, you know Fanatics is a great place to watch the game and have great food. But Fanatics is also the perfect place for your holiday party. Their new party room could be set up for an intimate gathering or a company Christmas party for up to 100. Order straight from the menu, or Fanatics will customize a meal for you and your guests. Enjoy your privacy, or join the fun with everybody else at Fanatics. Fanatics does birthday and graduation parties, too. Holiday parties are more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics, a block north of the tracks on Central Avenue in Kearney.
One quarter to go on this 29th day of December, and it will be Amherst basketball leading Ogallala by 16, 55-39. 22-18, they outscored Ogallala, but Ogallala had cut it to 5 and didn't score a lot over the last 4 minutes of the quarter. They had 12 points in the first 3 minutes. Here's Adelung for a three. That's the 12th three attempted here in the half already by Amherst. Nobody gets the rebound, so it'll be Ogallala ball. 11 points for Braden Eckhout in the third quarter. He's got 19. Adelung and Hadwiger and Toppenheim all have 10. Toppenheim didn't score in the third quarter. Ogallala baseball pass to try and break the pressure. Bush runs it down, tries to tip it to his teammate, but Ty Hadwiger makes the steal. 18th Ogallala turnover compared to 8 for Amherst. Here's Adelung, drives the left baseline, and the sophomore puts it up and in. A dozen now for Trevor, 57-39. And Ogallala has it knocked away one more time. Ogallala is 2 of 12 from three-point land, 6 of 21 for Amherst. Ogallala is led by Dylan Higgins. He's got 10, 8 for Britton Hoppins, 6 apiece for Cogdell, Rivas, and Shills. Shot inside, Ogallala off the inbound, no good. Rebound brought down by Braden Eckhout, his second up the floor before the shot. Trey Toppenheim is fouled. Not quite in the bonus. Fouls on Easton Tuttle, his first, or second now they say, all right. Second on Tuttle. Inbounds pass right underneath Hadwiger. Drives hard to the right side of the glass. Shot no good. Ball bounced around. Coming up with it will be Nick Rivas, his fourth. Up the floor they go to the big fella Higgins. Scoop shot with the offhand. No good. Toppenheim has the rebound. Toppenheim up the floor. Coast to coast. Out of control. It's no good. Tuttle rebound. Tries to throw it to Rizak. Behind him and out of bounds. Back over to Amherst. More substitutions here. Let's see who all stays on the floor. Cale Preble, along with Adelung, both Braden and Holden Eckhout and Ty Hadwiger. 6:50 remains and a comfortable 18-point lead. Adelung takes it down the paint again and a scoop shot. Up and in, back-to-back buckets for Adelung. 59-39. Amherst now by 20. Ogallala at midcourt. With it is Tuttle. Brings it across the timeline. Gets it to Rizak. Again, the pressure now starting to bother Ogallala. Amherst changing it up a little bit. Over to Higgins, three-point line. Another foul away from the basketball. And they're going to call it on Rivas. Rivas and Preble battling in the paint. And Nick says, come on, man. That'll be his second. He'll come out. No, 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 that's not who they want. If he'd ran off, they'd only had four guys. So we're ready to go again. Amherst looking to play St. Pat's. Kearney Catholic, Ogallala. That's usually the first round matchups when they play in Kearney. And it'll work out again tomorrow on both sides of the doubleheader. Ball tipped. Out front it goes to Amherst. Adelung hold it momentarily. Goes left side of the key to Hadwiger. Pass right side. Three-pointer on the way by Tobenheim. Circles around. No good. Rizak will grab the loose basketball for Ogallala and bring it into the front court. Right down the center over the Bronco logo. And just stands there with the dribble. Over to Cogdill. Well out of the right side of the key. Trying to pack the paint. Right elbow, they'll go to Hoppin. He'll get it inside. Fadeaway jumper, no good. Holdenek out, gets his fifth rebound. Adelung pushes it up right side, fires it left side of the key. Baseline to Tobenheim, decides not to drive. Back up top, Preble. Left elbow, Ty Hadwiger. Turnaround 12-footer, all net for Ty Hadwiger. He's got a dozen, 61-39. And Ogallala has not scored in the quarter, and they have not scored much over the last 6 minutes. Ball knocked away, but picked back up there by Tuttle. Tuttle, left side of the key, goes up top to Hoppins. Back over to Cogdill. Cogdill sees some room in the paint. Bounce pass underneath to Rivas, who gets hacked hard by Trey Tobenheim. That'll be his third, and Nick Rivas will go to the line for the first time here this evening. He has not attempted a free throw, has 6 points, 4 rebounds, and he'll get 2 free throws here. First one is on the way. Too strong. In for Ogallala. Shills. Hammond. Bohr. And Bush. Back on the floor for Amherst. Brian Bramer. Preble. Holdenek out. Bradenek out. And Trey Tomenheim. Second free throw. Rebus up and no good. Ball hits the floor. Rebound grabbed by Bramer here in the far corner. Gets it off to Tobenheim. Rizak trying to body up on him. He gets by him. Keeps on coming all the way down. Totally lost his balance. Threw it up. No good. Bramer, though, got the rebound because everybody else fell down. Brian Bramer says, thank you very much. He'll pick up the trash and put it in the garbage disposal. 63-39. The lead just continues to grow here for Amherst. Ogallala still looking for their first points of the quarter. Rizak will try a 10-footer. It's no good. Braden Eck out with the rebound. Up the floor. It's just go, go, go. 2-on-5. Forced jumper. Off the glass and in. 21 for Braden Eck out. 65-39. Amherst is going to get to that 70-point total. It didn't look like it early on. Here's a blocking foul on Holden Eck out as Rizak tried to step around him. Fourth on Holden. And both teams are in 1-1. So at the line will be Rizak. 65-39. As Colby waits, hasn't scored, will attempt his first free throw. Still waiting, and now finally, as the check-in is made for Blake Kreitz, the free throw is up and in. So Rizak with his first point and the first points of the fourth quarter for Ogallala. 4:11 to go. 65-40. Second free throw on the way. Too strong. Offensive rebound, though, by Britton Hoppins. He's got 10 boards. Out top to Cogdill. Tries to make a bounce pass into the paint. Looking for room. Forcing it up and scoring. Easton Tuttle will have his first bucket. He really had to put some muscle on that one just to get it over the front of the rim. 65-42 Broncos. 3:50 to go. Kreitz left wing. On the dribble. Being hounded by Tuttle out there. Down low to the big fella Bramer. He's double teamed, so he'll kick it back out top. Reverse it right side for Trey Tobenheim. Pass nearly stolen away. Braden Eck out. Drives back off Tobenheim into the paint. It's drive and dish. Drive and dish. Eck out for three. That comes up short. Cogdill boxes out the shooter and has the rebound. Up ahead. 360 move. Rizak no good. It'll late whistle. It'll be a blocking foul called on Amherst. Foul will be on Cale Preble, his fourth. And back to the line to shoot two, Colby Rizak, 1 of 2 just a moment ago. Don't forget when we're all done, the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show, final stats, coaches' interviews. So stay with us as the free throw is up, and it is in. And I think Amherst is going to start bringing everybody out a little bit at a time. Tobenheim and Preble, they've got to play tomorrow. It's going to be a tough game against the Irish of St. Pat's. And Rezac will hit them both. 3:18 to go in the game. 65-44 Amherst. Here's Adelunghi once more. Drives hard into the double team. Left side of the key. Puts it up. No good. Rebound is tipped back in by Shills. And Ogallala will have it. Rezac around the screen. Top of the circle. Into the paint. Scoop shot. Hit the front of the rim. Everything was good and it wouldn't crawl over the rim. Rebound. Blake Kreitz has his second for the Broncos. More players getting ready to check in here. Ty Hadwiger. Ooh, he stepped on a foot. You never want that. And he twisted his ankle a little bit. He's limping on it. Three-pointer. Kreitz is going to try one. No good. And the defensive board brought down by Britton Hoppins. Hoppins up the floor here for the Ogallala Indians. Down on the low block. Shills backs his way in. Tries to kick it out. It's rejected right back to him, and it works out because he grabs it and scores. Two in each quarter. And a timeout will be called here to get some subs into the basketball game. 2:25 remains in the contest. Timeout Ogallala brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take time out to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank member FDIC. 65-46 Amherst leading Ogallala.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
No matter where you are, even out in this cornfield, when you work with CHS, you're connected. Connected to global grain buyers and food companies. Connected to dependable energy at the pump, at home, and on the job. Connected to food ingredients tailored to your specific needs. Whether it's in energy, grains, or foods, you're connected. CHS. Resources for enriching lives.
Host today faces in the ball game with 2:25 to go. It's Amherst basketball. Chase Pearson has it as he comes into the front court, right corner. Has it knocked out of his hands. David Bush will make the steal. Bush up ahead. Outlet pass goes to Logan Hammond. Left-hand layup is up and in. 65-48 Amherst. 2 minutes to go in the ball game. Riley Thompson has checked in. We've got a mystery man out there that I'm going to have to double-check on for you. As the shot is up, no good. Ball is loose. Ogallala trying to get out of there with it. Isaac Dove will have it. Tries to go all the way to the other end. Loses the basketball out of bounds, but it was poked away from behind. And we'll see if we can find our mystery players here. As the inbounds pass comes to Dove, his short jumper is up, no good. Rebound brought down by Amherst. Into the front court they'll come. Drop it into the right-hand corner to Thompson. Ball knocked away. Ogallala with the steal. That's Chris Schmidt. Outlet pass knocked away. And we'll try again. Don't forget the New West post-game show is coming up. So keep it here on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Colin Jackson is one of our mystery players. Down low, Isaac Dove has it. Turnaround jumper going to be blocked. Getting the block is Evan Palmer. Still Ogallala ball. Pull-up jumper Bush. No good. Crash the boards. We're going to get a jump ball. The arrow points the way of Ogallala. Chris Schmidt with the rebound. 108. Also in there. Still trying to find one more name. Apologize for that. Wasn't given to us as Dove hits a little jumper on the inbounds. Isaac Dove, a 6'4 freshman, will get into the scorebook here this evening. 65-50, so the 26-point lead is down to 15. Posting up, trying to get it inside. Evan Palmer, he's accosted. He kicks it back out to Riley Thompson. 45 seconds to go. Colin Jackson dribbles into the paint. We're going to get another jump ball. The arrow will point the way of Ogallala. of Amherst. 43 seconds to go. Bronco basketball looking to get one more bucket in the game. They'll dump it in. Knocked away. Isaac Dove comes out of there with it. Still fighting for it. It's loose. Both teams turn the basketball over. Back in the hands of Amherst. A throw-up jumper by Riley Thompson finds its way in. The freshman scores. 67-50. 25 seconds to go. Into the front court, Bush. Right-hand corner to Bohr. Drops it down low, Dove. Jumper no good. Fight for the loose ball. It's out of bounds off of Amherst. So it will stay with Ogallala. Evan Palmer back in. Seconds to go. Inbounds. Here's a three-pointer on the way and good for Chris Schmidt. 5'9 senior doesn't see a lot of playing time. You could tell the crowd was happy for him as he drilled the three. 67-53. 3 seconds to go. Amherst shot at the buzzer is going to be blocked by Isaac Dove. And that is the basketball game. So the second team for Ogallala closed the gap a little bit. It went from 26 down to 14. And the final score, Amherst 67 and Ogallala 53. We'll take a break and have the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show right after this on Classic Hits.
Ryan Trampy is a very proud supporter of all area sports. Ever wonder what sets Channel Seed products apart from other seed? It's a direct connection to Monsanto, a company consistently recognized as a leader in seed and trait technology. Tested globally, locally, and then combined with the latest traits and treatments to ensure performance potential on your acres. Thanks to the farmers, Channel Seed is now the third largest seed corn brand and fourth largest soybean seed brand in the country. Best of luck to all the athletes today from Ryan Trampy, your Channel Seed dealer.
At Broadfoot Sand and Gravel of Kearney, we've been moving and building your earth for years. Broadfoot produces and delivers sand and gravel and specializes in excavation, dirt work, site preparation, demolition, and snow removal with two pit locations to save you time and money. Call Broadfoot Sand and Gravel today. Whether you need a little rock or a lot for landscaping, driveway building, business, or residential, Broadfoot is the only name you need. Let the professionals move and improve the earth for you.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
And welcome back to Amherst. Again, we want to say a big thank you to Athletic Director Tyler Herman, Ron Evans, the entire crew here, as always, for their hospitality. We have our fourth and final New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show for the day. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. 67-53, the final score, as Amherst wins it. So tomorrow it will be Amherst in Ogallala and Kearney Catholic in Ogallala and Amherst in North Platte St. Pat's in both of their matchups. It'll be girls consolation and boys championship for Amherst, and in between, Kearney Catholic will be in the boys consolation and the girls championship game. Here's a look at the final numbers. We'll start with Ogallala. Jordan Cogdell, 6 points, 5 rebounds. Dylan Higgins, 10 points, 2 rebounds. David Bush, 3 points, 1 rebound. Nick Rivas, 6 points, 4 rebounds. Colby Rizak hit 3 free throws, 3 points, 4 rebounds. Logan Hammond, 2 points. Britton Hoppins, 8 points and a game high, 11 rebounds for the junior. Then you have Easton Tuttle with 2 points, 2 rebounds. Ethan Shills, 8 points, 3 rebounds. Chris Schmidt hit a three-pointer in the fourth quarter for his total. He had a rebound. Isaac Dove, 2 points, a rebound, and a block shot. 17 rebounds in each half for Ogallala. Free throw shooting, 2 of 3 in the first half, 6 of 10 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 1 of 7 in the first half, 2 of 6 in the second half. And turnovers, Ogallala had 12 in the first half 8 in the second half. The Indians with 21 points in the first half, 32 in the second, and they'll finish with 53 points, 34 rebounds, 8 out of 13 at the free throw line, 3 of 13 from three-point land, 1 block, 20 turnovers. Ogallala falls to 1-7 on the season, and they will play Kearney Catholic tomorrow at 12:45, boys' consolation game on ESPN, 1460 and 1550. We'll be back and look at the numbers for Amherst right after this.
Kelly Tucker has worked at Anderson Brothers for over 30 years. He encouraged his kids to check out college and something else.
Come see us. We'll train you. That's what we've been good at doing. I've always said that Anderson Brothers is more like a college, and that's why I call it Anderson Brothers College, because we do train a lot of people, and they can take that anywhere they go. And there's good wages. There really are. You got to work for it, but there's good wages.
Check out the career options at Anderson Brothers Electric, Plumbing, and Heating in Kearney and Holdridge.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery in Kearney, Nebraska is excited to welcome Dr. Nolan May to its team. As a Nebraska native with training in orthopedic surgery and sports medicine, Dr. May is excited to bring his knowledge and skills to Husker Loper Nation. Call 308-865-2570 today to learn more about Dr. May and New West Sports Medicine or to schedule an appointment. No referral is necessary and all major insurances are accepted. Call 308-865-2570.
Back on the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery post-game show. Let's take a look at the final numbers now for Amherst. They had a total of 7 players score, and 4 of those in double figures, including Trevor Adelung, 14 points, 3 rebounds. Riley Thompson hit a bucket in the fourth quarter, 2 points. Holden Eckout, 4 points, 5 rebounds. Trey Tobenheim, 10 points. They were all in the first half. He had 4 rebounds and a blocked shot. Braden Eckout hit 3 straight threes in the third quarter. He finished with 21 points, 3 rebounds. That was a game-high 21. Ty Hadwiger, 12 points, 1 rebound. Blake Kreitz, 2 rebounds. Evan Palmer had a blocked shot. Brian Bramer, 4 points, 3 rebounds. And Colin Jackson had 1 rebound. 9 rebounds in the first half, 13 in the second half. So Amherst was dominated on the boards, but it didn't seem to affect them very much. Free throw shooting was solid. They were 9 of 11 in the first half, 2 of 2 in the second half. Three-point shooting, 2 of 9 in the first half, and 4 of 15 in the second half. Turnovers for the Broncos, 6 in the first half and 5 in the second half of play. Amherst had 33 points at halftime. They scored 34 in the second half, and the Broncos finished with 67 points, 22 rebounds, 11 out of 13 at the free throw line, 6 of 24 from three-point land, 2 blocks and 11 turnovers. Amherst remains undefeated. They're 7-0 with a 67-53 win over Ogallala. It'll be a battle of unbeatens in the boys' championship game tomorrow as they will take on North Platte St. Pat's, and that is scheduled for 4:15 right here on Classic Hits 98.9. We'll be back to wrap things up with the New West postgame show right after this.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our 5 Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
The undisputed Midwest yield leader.
A few other scores from earlier today in other holiday tournaments. Over at Aurora on the girls' side, St. Cecilia beat Aurora 65-34. Norfolk Catholic girls beat Beatrice 52-45. On the boys' side, St. Cecilia beat Aurora 52-42, and Beatrice beat Norfolk Catholic 51-38. Some other boys' results from holiday tournaments today. Kearney High over North Platte, 58-43. Kearney High girls beat Scotts Bluff, 73 to 24. In other girls' action today, BDS over Shelton, 59-25. Elkhorn boys beat St. Paul 51-47. Harvard over Hampton 42-36. Milford over Ord 78-61. It was Red Cloud over Franklin 53-18. Silver Lake boys beat Alma 55-49. In some of the girls' games from earlier today, BDS defeated Shelton, Central City over Wood River. Columbus beat Hastings at the GNAC 54-45. Elkhorn took care of St. Paul. Hampton, no problem with Harvard. Other girls' games of interest, Kennesaw beat Wilcox Eldred 45-32. Minden over Seward by a score of 59-50. It was Norfolk over Lexington 50-30. Ord girls beat Milford 61-31. Ravenna over Overton 53-39. Red Cloud beat Franklin 45-24. And I think that was it, it looks like, as far as posted scores here today at the Amherst Holiday Tournament. First game went to the Kearney Catholic girls. They had a 17-0 run midway through the last 4 minutes of the second quarter. Won at 61-42 over North Platte St. Pat's. In the boys' game, each team had a couple of runs. St. Pat's had the last one, and they win at 64-57. In the girls' game, it was Ogallala over Amherst 54-40. And then here in the boys' game, Amherst 67-53. So your lineup tomorrow, consolation games on ESPN Radio, 1460, 1550 AM. We'll get underway at 11 AM with the girls' game, Amherst taking on North Platte St. Pat's. And then the boys' consolation game, Kearney Catholic will take on Ogallala at 12:45. Then the championship games will be back here on Classic Hits 98.9. Girls at 2:30, Kearney Catholic will take on Ogallala. And the boys' championship, the Battle of Unbeatens at 4:15, Amherst will take on North Platte St. Pat's. Well, Coach Giffen has come out of the locker room, but he's been wearing a boot, and it would require him a little extra to work up these 12 flights of steps, and we're not going to ask him to do that. We're going to try and catch him tomorrow as part of our coverage. So we'll let him finish things up with his team and wrap things up. You've been listening to the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery Postgame Show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. If you're still looking for sports action, college football currently airing on ESPN 1460 and 1550. They're about ready to kick it off between Texas and Arkansas in the Texas Bowl. Earlier today, Clemson crushes Oklahoma in the Russell Athletic Bowl 40-6. And in the Liberty Bowl, Texas A&M beat West Virginia 45-37. For our producer engineer back at the studio, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda saying thanks for joining us for tonight's basketball. Don't forget Kearney High tomorrow, the girls at 2, the boys at 3:45 on ESPN, and then more games here from the Amherst tournament. Final score, Amherst boys 67, Ogallala 53. This is Doug Duda saying good night here from Amherst.
The proceeding has been a KKPR sports production brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, go to our podcast link at kkpr.com.
I'm a Ford guy. My dad was a Ford guy, and so was my dad's dad. But more to the point, I'm a Crossroads Ford guy. The pickup my dad used to teach me to drive came from Crossroads. The Ford my son will learn to drive comes from Crossroads, too. Why have I stuck by them? Because they've stuck by us. From regular maintenance to the repairs when the driving lessons don't go very well, Crossroads has earned our trust. They're